This podcast is sponsored by the book, The Concept, A Critical and Honest Look at God and Religion, by Bo Bennett. Challenge your beliefs and explore faith through science and reason. Discover more at godtheconcept.com.
Buckle up, everybody, because we're diving into a real head-scratcher this time.
Head-scratcher. What do we got?
It's the book of Hebrews.
Oh, Hebrews.
Yeah, see, unlike most of the New Testament letters, this one doesn't start with a nice intro from the author.
It's like, hey, guess who?
Exactly. We're still not entirely sure who wrote it, which makes it a bit of a mystery from the get-go.
It really is. Like, you just sort of jump right in.
Yeah, and it jumps into some pretty deep stuff, too.
Well, what's it all about, then?
It's making a huge argument for the superiority of Jesus.
Ah, okay, superiority over, like...
over angels, Moses, those old-school high priests, the whole lot.
Wow, that's a pretty bold claim.
It is. The author goes all in trying to prove that Jesus is the ultimate revelation, the new covenant, the new way to connect with God.
So back then, I can see this being super encouraging for those early Christians.
Totally. But we're coming at this from a modern perspective, even maybe a little skeptical, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Like, how does this hold up today? Especially for folks who are more into science and evidence and maybe not so familiar with all the ins and outs of the Bible.
That's the really interesting question, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
So let's take this idea of Jesus' superiority. Hebrews doesn't just throw it out there. It gets into specifics.
Yeah, how so?
Well, for example, it contrasts those old high priests who had to keep making daily sacrifices with Jesus.
Right.
His offering, it argues, was once and for all the ultimate bridge between humanity and God.
That's a pretty different way of looking at things, isn't
it? That totally changes the whole relationship, yeah.
But here's the thing. This whole argument leans heavily on the Old Testament for backup.
Yeah, the author goes back to those stories a lot.
And let's be honest, some of those stories, some of those laws, well, they don't exactly line up with how we see things morally today.
No, not always.
So how do we deal with that?
It's tricky, for sure. One example that comes to mind is this story about Melchizedek.
Who's Melchizedek?
Oh, gosh. So he's this mysterious king priest who pops up in Genesis.
Okay.
It's super brief. Like Abraham, who's considered this huge figure of faith, he runs into Melchizedek, gets a blessing, and poof, Melchizedek is gone.
Well, that's it.
Literally all we get in Genesis, but Hebrews takes this tiny little story and uses it to talk about Jesus's priesthood.
Wait, so this blink and you'll miss him guy from Genesis is explaining something as huge as Jesus's role?
It's a pretty big leap, I know.
It does seem like a stretch.
Definitely a mystical kind of interpretation, which I'm sure some people today might have trouble with.
Especially those who are more into logic and reason.
Exactly.
And then there's this whole idea of sacrifice.
Oh, right. That's huge in Hebrews.
It's saying that Jesus' sacrifice replaces all those animal sacrifices from the old covenant.
Right. No more need for all that.
But a skeptic might ask, why would a perfect God even need a sacrifice in the first place?
That's a really good question.
Right. I mean, does that really make logical sense?
Hebrews is trying to get at this idea of love and reconciliation, I think.
Okay. I can see that.
But it definitely brings up questions about God, you know? About how divine power works and all that.
Yeah, that's heavy stuff.
No doubt.
And it seems to tie back to this big tension between faith and reason that runs through the whole book.
Oh, absolutely.
Hebrews is telling us that faith is like the key to understanding the universe. But that clashes with our modern world, where it's all about scientific evidence.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
I mean, how do you reconcile those two?
Yeah, especially if you're someone who values both faith and reason.
Well, how do you see it?
It's definitely something I wrestle with, but I think Hebrews might be suggesting that there are some truths that go beyond what science can measure.
Okay, I can see that.
And that maybe faith is a way to access those truths.
Interesting.
It pushes us to think about what that might look like in our own lives.
So here we are with this ancient text. It's making these massive claims. It's throwing out these really challenging ideas.
Right. Where do we even begin to unpack it all?
That's the exciting part, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. It's like we're invited to grapple with it, even the parts that make us uncomfortable.
I like that, grapple.
Because by doing that, we learn more about the historical context, how faith has evolved, and ultimately, we get a better understanding of ourselves.
That's deep.
It is.
So Hebrews was written to give hope and encouragement to early Christians. But what parts do you think would really resonate with people of faith today?
That's a good question.
And on the flip side, what parts might be the most challenging for them?
Yeah, what would make them really stop and think? It's definitely something to ponder, especially as we all try to figure out this whole faith and reason thing in our own lives.
Well, folks, there you have it. It's a lot to chew on, But that's what makes this journey so fascinating, right?
Absolutely.
Keep those questions coming. And until next time, happy exploring.
See you then.